Good evening. Shadow Chancellor Stephanie Marlowe today produced a report. She claims demonstrates that there is a black hole in the government spending plans and that the Chancellor's sums simply don't add up. The Chancellor joins me now. Mr. Morgenstern, this report is pretty damning, isn't it?
No, not at all. The Conservatives are simply taking isolated statistics out of context for cheap political point scoring. The truth is that under our administration, the income of the average family has gone up by almost 9%.
Crikey, that's loads. Well done.
Yes, we're very proud of our economic record.
Well, so you should be. 9%? That's brilliant. And you say all this stuff about a black hole was made up by the other lot, because I have to say, it did sound pretty scary.
Yes, the Conservatives are once again hiding their lack of a coherent tax policy in a smokescreen of smear and half-truths.
Really? They seem so nice. Well, it's good to get that cleared up. Time to look at the papers now, and the Telegraph...
Excuse me?
I'm doing the papers.
Yes, but don't I get the chance to respond?
If you like. I thought you'd be too embarrassed.
No.
Oh, all right then. The Shadow Chancellor joins me now, Ms. Marlowe. It turns out that none of those things you were worried about are true. You must be very relieved.
Well, I would be relieved if that was the case, Nicholas, but in fact I'm afraid Mr. Morgenstern's sums don't add up.
Oh, tits. You said they did.
Yes, they do.
Oh, come on. Either they add up or they don't.
I can assure you I have already studied the Chancellor's figures carefully, and he has a gaping black hole in his budget, which he can only fill with yet more of his stealth taxes.
Stealth taxes? That sounds awful.
No.
Whereas this party would cut taxes across the board in our very first budget.
Hooray!
Which means more money in your pocket.
Oh, super duper. I'm going to spend mine on a motorbike. Chancellor, do you want one?
I'm afraid it's not as simple as that, Nick.
Oh, isn't it?
No, you see, the Tories would fund these tax bribes by slashing funding for hospitals and schools.
What, schools and hospitals? But my kids go to school. You bastard! You're prepared to sacrifice my kids so that everyone can have a motorbike?
No, not at all. Mr. Morgenstern is just indulging in typical New Labour scaremongering.
Are you?
No.
He says he's not.
Well, he is.
Oh, what's going on?
Look, it's very simple. The reality is that fiscal policy must always be a careful and nuanced balance of an acceptable tax burden against the many competing claims on the public purse.
Is it? Right, hang on. Don't say anything. You, the reality that reality that he just said, is that the real reality?
The real issue here is that the Labour...
No. You'll just push it out of my head. Is that thing the real reality?
Broadly speaking... Yes.
Right, we've got somewhere. So we all agree that the real reality is that thing about being nuanced. So the question is, be honest, which of you is best at doing it?
Me.
No, me.
I'm going to ask you again, which of you's the best?
I am.
Honestly now.
Oh, okay, she is.